A need for new prisons, falling tax collections, and the ongoing drought are just some of the issues state lawmakers got caught up on Tuesday, with the state's water shortage top of the mind for many. The Kansas Water Office is reporting back to lawmakers on a statewide tour, listening to Kansans on what they'd like to see happen to fix the problem. Kansans, from the Sierra Club to the Farm Bureau, from the big cities to small rural communities, have made it clear that they want clean, safe water, and that will be around for generations to come. And the Water Office said that will cost about $140 million a year. The Department of Corrections also asked for money to expand and update facilities, even building a new prison in Hutchinson, which would cost an estimated $453 million alone. While the current number of inmates across Kansas is down from the record high it hit just before the pandemic started, the Secretary of Corrections says it's going back up, and he expects Kansas will exceed available bed space for women by late 2026 and for men sometime in 2028. A report on recent tax bills shows the state now expects Kansans to pay about $1.86 billion less in taxes next year, and even less than that in 2026. On Wednesday, the governor will lay out a review of how she thinks Kansas is doing in her annual State of the State address. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced its reaccreditation by the Public Health Accreditation Board, or PHAB, for the next 5 years, extending through 2029, and this achievement reaffirms the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's dedication to meeting the highest national standards for quality and performance in public health services. Reaccreditation follows a rigorous pre-reviewed process to assess the Kansas Department of Health and Environment against the PHAB's national standards, demonstrating its capacity to evolve, improve, and effectively address the health needs for Kansas communities. PHAB, a nonprofit organization supported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, works to advance and transform public health practice through accreditation. Their program sets benchmarks for quality and performance improvement, helping health departments build infrastructure, bolster community engagement, and address differences in health among groups of people. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment first achieved PHAB accreditation in 2017 and has regularly prioritized programs that improve community health, enhance quality management, and deepen public engagement. Moving forward, the agency will focus on sustainability efforts, including regular assessments, training, and fostering ongoing dialogue with communities through focus groups and public health projects. To learn more about the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's public health initiatives and this important milestone, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. Farmers and ranchers from across Kansas gathered in Manhattan January 10th through the 12th for the annual Young Farmers and Ranchers Leaders Conference. Nearly 500 attended the three-day Kansas Farm Bureau Conference designed to provide educational and networking opportunities for young growers in Kansas. The conference provided farmers and ranchers between the ages of 18 and 35 with agricultural education, motivational speakers, and opportunities to connect with industry resources and network with peers. Attendees heard from Jordy Nelson, a former K-State star receiver and Super Bowl 45 champion with the Green Bay Packers, and Dan Thompson, a feedlot veterinarian and CEO of Production Animal Consultation, who founded Doc Talk on RFD-TV. State committee members from each of the 10 Kansas Farm Bureau districts planned and hosted the conference, which included workshops, speakers, tours, and competitions. And the Young Farmers and Ranchers State Committee played an integral part in making this year's conference a success. In Nebraska news, deputies with the York County Sheriff's Office and officers with the York Police Department were executing a search warrant at a home on the southwest edge of the city on Monday night, where they found methamphetamine, marijuana, prescription medications, drug paraphernalia, and several knives. A child was sleeping in the home, which the sheriff's office said was not suitable for them, so the minor was placed in the custody of the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. 33-year-old Ashley Bogenhagen was arrested on suspicion of 9 charges, including possession of a controlled substance, child abuse, possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person, and being a habitual criminal. 43-year-old Benjamin Walker, 34-year-old Bobby Joe Potter, and 38-year-old Daryl Potter Jr. each face 4 charges: child abuse, possession of a controlled substance, possession of less than 1 ounce of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A former Maywood Public Schools teacher is now facing amended charges, including allegations of manufacturing child pornography and abuse. According to Frontier County court records, 29-year-old Nicholas High of Bertrand was charged with two counts of allegedly manufacturing of sexually explicit material involving minors, two counts of third-degree sexual abuse by a school employee, and four counts of felony child abuse. The updated charges stem from alleged incidents allegedly occurring between August 2020 and June 2024, and High's preliminary hearing is scheduled for February 7th in Frontier County Court.